Chapter 3. To hell with local. Eat the best.
Taste, like identity, has meaning only when there is a difference. Carlo Petrini.
Sadly, calling yourself a locavore has become a virulent strain of fascistic fashion, a haute couture chimera for foodie snarks and uptight hippies. Remember this, local is a measurement of distance, not of taste. The idea of eating locally sourced food is admirable, but too quickly it has become about geography, not gastronomy. Slow food was never originally about eating locally. It is about eating the best and preserving and celebrating the unique traits that come to food from a specific region and its producers. Traditionally, the best anchovies come from Sicily, the best botarga from Sardinia, the best lentils from Puy, France. There are great and varied eggplants from all over the world, and no, they are not interchangeable. New York is good for apples, but peaches, not so much. Maybe 100 years ago, you had no choice other than an inferior local produce, but the world is a much smaller place now. If it's peaches you want, look to central Georgia, the Ojai Valley, or western Michigan, or any place whose climate is suited to growing peaches. To force that on New York is not geographically or environmentally efficient, or even gastronomically preferable. It's folly. My friends in Oregon are proud of their backyard truffles, but seriously, I know pigs that refuse to hunt for them. The point is that any time you reward a local terroir over actual taste, you are doing a disservice to your taste buds, and ultimately to the local farmer by propping up a fifth-rate product. No points are given for geography, otherwise I would just graze in my own backyard. American food is wonderful, but if this country is ever going to rise to the gastronomic heights of France, Italy, and Spain, and take strides towards global respect for our national cuisine, we must begin to see our country as a unified gastronomic mosaic and acknowledge brilliance where it exists. Who would argue that Georgia produces a one-of-a-kind Vidalia onion that is practically like candy, or that the Southwest is ground zero for smoky chilies? Why do my friends in San Francisco, Portland, Orlando, Madrid, London, and pretty much everywhere else ask me to stuff a dozen New York bagels into my carry-on when I come to visit? Because local water and baking at sea level, not to mention our shared Jewish experience, make the New York bagel a bauble that cannot be improved on. I love cheddar cheese from New York State and Vermont, but there's no better grating cheese than Parmigiano Reggiano off the boat from Italy. I drink wine from all over the world, but never from Brooklyn.